set up their target of how many people they are going to give whatever grant. Where do you get those figures from? So that at the end of the day, when you say you budgeted 100 and you targeted 147,000, but you ended up giving 144,000, I don't know what happened to the 3,000 odd people who did not get what was targeted for them. Were they qualifying beneficiaries, those people who did not get what they were supposed to get? It also goes the same with saying if you have targeted for 147,000, for example, and you end up giving 240,000, what happens to the qualifying 7,000 who did not get? And so it cuts both ways, whether you underachieve or you overachieve. But what I'm interested in is the source of the figures at the time when they set the target. Where did the figures come from? To say there are 100 people who are defined, where do you get the 100 from? That's the source. Who gives you those figures? And the next one, Chapter 3, is I just want to commend the department there on the target program 3 on the appeal. You see, 100% as target appeal to be dealt with coming from FASA, 100% appeal dealt with. That is exactly what should be happening. All the appeals were dealt with. FASA gave them everything, they dealt with everything in accordance with what was appealing to them. I just wanted to commend them there on the target. And the next one, my next one here is Program 5, Social Policy and Integrated Service Delivery, where they talk about the NPO, National Roadshows. They planned 80 roadshows. They ended up doing 101 roadshows. This is similar to the next slide where they planned 150 outreach to wards. They ended up doing 2,058 outreach programs. Now, my question is, where does the money come from? Because this is in accordance with your budget. When you budget to reach out to 450 wards, but you end up reaching to 2,000 wards, that is so extraordinary. Where did the money come from? When you plan 80 roadshows, because roadshow costs a lot of money, you end up doing 101 roadshows, where did you get the money from? This tells me there is something wrong with the budgeting of the department. You can't budget to reach out 450 wards and end up reaching up to 2,000 wards. You budget to give food to 6,000 people. You end up giving food, which you buy, to 302,000 people. Something is wrong with budgeting the department. I'm not blaming the department. I'm saying we are also to blame. These are things that we need to be very careful about when the department comes with the budget at the beginning of the year. Because it tells me something is wrong, something is not right. Because you have got the money that you spend, which was not there when you came to us. You said to us, you are going to buy food for 60,000 people, you end up buying food for 300,000 people. It's so extraordinary. Something is very, very wrong. Chairperson, those are my comments and questions. Thank you very much for the time you gave to me.
Thank you, Chair. What we just look at the stats. A lot of the presentation was based on the stats. The department of the targets, 112 targets that were achieved, of which 92 were achieved, brief us on 66 of those. This were we heard nothing about. But we also did not hear a word about the 20 that was simply not achieved. Although it was budgeted and not spent. I would love to take this. I would love to have a presentation on targets not achieved and the reasons for it. And why was the money then, and how was the money then allocated to other targets? If we have to accept this is a showcasing document, then I can understand why we are only focusing on targets that we achieved, but also in the presentation. But that doesn't entail this committee to see what are the challenges in the department and why can targets, except by the department itself in the ADP, were not achieved. I don't know whether we can get an indication of those targets that were not even mentioned, the zero delivery targets, if we can get a report on those, and how was it decided that the money would be diverted to other programs? What happened? And then, they are looking at the National Drug Master Plan and what was done there, and specifically a very, very low target. If you look at our free substance abuse education and awareness campaign, free. I think a small organization with a different focus, the Institute of Rugby Sport, a public entity other than the Department of Sport, is doing much more in general drug abuse than the Department is achieving. They were 11 anti-substance abuse education awareness campaigns, predominantly in Gauteng, which with the Western Cape may be the drug abuse capital of South Africa, but no focus on where people are being killed daily in the drug lord's fight in the Western Cape. Nothing. I'd love to know what specifically is doing now this National Drug Master Plan. So there's the new one, 2018-21, that must now be approved and rolled out. Not to know, and I know in some provinces there is very little or nothing about the provincial drug master plan, which in terms of the previous drug master plan should have been. There's nothing there. My feeling is that with the budget here, too little is being done. And I'd like to get a comment on this. On a major problem in our country. I know one university where I won't even mention the origin of the people because of stereotyping, but predominantly people from one country coming in, and when they get caught, they get out on bail, leave the country. Now they're being fingerprinted, they come back under it with a different passport, different name, and they continue with their business. And they come into university towns, they settle up, where the parents bring their children for first year in January, they have already set up business and they're waiting for their kids to arrive. We are losing the drug battle.
For the human trafficking is the issue of women abuse and children abuse, with rape cases of both children and women who are losing. You look at the state of people with disabilities, and unfortunately in my context, area, which was only about 2 centers. We are not so many. They are not so many, but we do not deal in the focus that we have to do to those disabilities. The elderly people, especially from the black community, who are not willing to be in my home, that's where we are living. Your plan when it comes, because this one is done, just talking to the report, it must speak to this issue. It must speak to the challenges that are facing the country. Not plan, I'm not saying don't plan, plan. But if you look at the report, it focuses mostly on plans, the strategies, programs, implementation of programs, capacitation, policy alignment, payment. Department is not about so we must speak to the challenges that are facing the country. So I'm just raising the question. I want to start speak to the issues that Honorable Kaula and Juan spoke to on the overachievement. We appreciate that. But when you have all the money in the world, that is look at, Ronnie was asking a question, where is the money coming from? An amount of 16.7 million was shifted from program 3 to program 1 and program 2. This is what has happened because of this overachievement in other programs and other achievements. Amount of 2.7 million was shifted from program 4 to program 5 to fund the increased expenditure level in community development. An amount of 6.8 million was shifted from program 3 and 4 to program 5 to fund increased expenditure level in community outreach programs and additional funding required in community and development. You see now, the presenter said it because you partially done some of the things, that's why you have a relationship between your expenditure and your performance. But clearly here, it's indicating that you took some of the money, not speaking, you took some of the money to the program where you overachieved. That is why we are doing oversight all over the world. We don't mind complaining. This is the right time to ask them to say, you said you spent so much money in this program. Why do you now do it?